stop looking at porn and win back your freedom for smart, family-oriented men who want to learn to sustainably let go of porn in a way you can enjoy and look forward to. Learning to be proud of the man you are and making life so good that porn becomes irrelevant. I'm Danny Pullman. I'm a certified life coach, and I've been coaching guys on this for many years now, and have been in the porn quitting game for years beyond that. I'm using this podcast to share what I've learned and what I continue to learn on the way with real client examples from the hands-on work I do with clients day in and day out. This is a movement. It is happening. Join with us and start winning against porn now. Hey guys, welcome to the How to Stop Looking at Porn and Win Back Your Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Danny Pullman, and I'm so glad you're here. Today we're going to talk about simplifying, okay? And how it's, the answer isn't always to add more, but sometimes it's to actually eliminate first, okay? So a few things to keep in mind. A lot of the guys who come to me for help are smart, driven guys, right? With strong values, and they try hard. Laziness is not their problem, okay? A lot of them are very productive guys, or at least striving for productivity. And this hustle and the value of productivity, they're not bad, but the way that they are expressed in your life can actually get in the way of you learning to quit porn for good. Okay? Just hear me on this. Like, hustle and productivity, if misaligned, if expressed in an unhelpful way, it can actually get in the way of you learning to quit porn for good. All right, that's really important to know. A lot of guys, they take this approach of like, okay, it's time to get serious. I'm gonna nip this in the bud. I'm gonna quit this habit for good. I'm gonna just increase my busyness and productivity and my service to others, and lots of good things usually too, right? And leave no this will leave no time for porn, no time to focus on porn, right? But because it's not actually a porn problem, but more of a mind management problem, they end up looking at porn again at some point, okay? Even amidst all that busyness, right? They kind of reach this cracking point or something. And another thing that guys will do is they're like, okay, I'm just going to cut out. Like, the first, they do start to eliminate rather than add, but the way they do it is, I'm going to cut out pleasure and self-care. Those are the things that they eliminate first. And I'm going to focus everything on productivity or family or work, or, right? And so what I want to tell you is, if you are going to start eliminating something to simplify and to help with this porn problem, don't eliminate pleasure and self-care as your first things, okay? There might be some of you, for sure, who you are a bit, what's the word, hedonistic, am I saying that right? You're a bit overly focused on pleasure from day to day, right? But I would bet that most of you are actually not fully honoring your pleasure muscle. And then what happens is, because it's actually a biological need for us to experience pleasure, like to have a well-balanced body, you end up kind of doing this binge and purge approach where, like, you're like anorexic or something. It's like you hold off so much, you shut down the pleasure muscle so much that then your body's like, hey, some pleasure, come on. And then it kind of, you express it in this way that's not in line with your values. You go look at porn for a while and masturbate or whatever. And so don't eliminate pleasure and self-care first, okay? That doesn't work. Also, the busyness, it can get in the way of really reflecting and learning how to change your habits in a sustainable way from the inside out, okay? If you're so busy that you can't, say, take time to do a coaching program with me or do something to really work the solution of your problem, then nothing will change if we just keep adding busyness on top of everything, right? And then also, I want you to watch out for time filling in the name of productivity. Meaning, I'm inviting you to become results focused. Don't just be focused on filling your time. Become focused on results you want to create, and then learn to eliminate any time fillers that are doing nothing to that you're currently involved with that are doing nothing to create the results you want. Okay. Usually there's plenty there for people to eliminate that is just kind of them filling time. Okay. So that's a question for you today is what are some of your time fillers in your schedule right now that are doing nothing to contribute to what you're trying to produce with your productivity, but are just kind of filling time, right? And how might eliminating those help you, even in your goals to quit porn, okay? And then sometimes you need to start saying no to people or organizations or bosses or spouses or kids as part of creating space for yourself to work on this, okay? Learn to say no and treat the time that you spend with yourself working on this as sacred, okay? Your most important relationship is with yourself. And that's not a selfish thing. It's actually going to help you better show up for those you love in your life if you make your relationship with yourself a high priority, okay? So here are three quotes from some sharp guys. Okay. First one is Bruce Lee. I'm on a Bruce Lee kick lately. He's got some awesome stuff to teach. He said, "One does not accumulate, but eliminate. It is not daily increase, but daily decrease. The height of cultivation always runs to simplicity." Okay. And then this is Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. He's a pioneer of international postal flight and author of Le Petit Prince, which is a French book, The Little Prince. My kids have to read it for school here in France. He said, "Perfection is not when there is no more to add, but no more to take away." And then William of Ockham, he's the originator of Ockham's razor. He said, "It is vain to do with more what can be done with less." Okay. So I just want you to start thinking about this. Like, where can you do less? And here's, something that can be part of this, okay? When you start slowing down, saying no or eliminating some of these things that have been filling your time, then it's like, okay, what do I fill my time with? And a lot of you are so worried you're gonna go look at porn that you're scared to do this. And so that's why, like, mind management, it's one of the best things you can do to add to your self-care and to do any healing that you need to do to just realign things from the inside out that help you live your life in line with your vows with more ease and flow. And yeah, sometimes it feels like you're slowing down and not being productive at first. And sometimes it even feels like you're making it more complicated at first because you're mixing up your routine and you're learning some new things, some new techniques. So it can feel that way for a little bit. But then once you learn how it works and the foundational stuff, the whole goal is like, okay, let's use these principles we've learned and let's eliminate what we can and make this as simple as possible for you. Okay. So there might be a little period that feels like you're adding and making it more complicated, but we always want to come back to, okay, but then how do we simplify this? How do we make this doable? And what I want to say is don't underestimate your personal power that is already there. That you can access when you start slowing down in some of these ways. When you slow down and reflect, and like in this program, I take guys through, even in the coaching sessions, like we are just slowing down and we're looking at patterns and we're becoming more conscious of it. We're using powerful tools to get really clear. And then suddenly we just have this power to shift things. It's like the magic of coaching, especially with somebody who's looking at your brain with you. And sometimes guys are in such a hurry, like, I need to figure this out now, or else, you know, or else what? You won't prove that you're enough, or you, there are all sorts of reasons that we have, right? But what I've noticed is when guys can stop being in a hurry and learn to slow down, that's when they really start speeding up, okay? And one of the reasons that they don't do it is because they completely underestimate their power to really learn and find clear answers for themselves by slowing down and reflecting and looking. They start just getting in this, it doesn't make a difference anyway mode. And no, like, you always have the power to gain more consciousness, to gain more clarity, to gain more learning from what's happened. And we want to continually practice building that muscle and accessing that power you have until you get right where you want. And so don't underestimate that power you have. And if you don't feel like you're that good at that yet, that's like where coaching just really enhances things. We will teach you how. We'll show you methods and techniques and tools that help you to do this and help you to draw out that inner power that you already have. So again, I just want to ask you, like, what can you eliminate from your life in a way that both simplifies and enhances your ability to create the change and the results that you really want? Okay. It's not always about adding more, but sometimes about taking away, right? You may need to even say no to spending your money on something that you're used to spending it on in order to invest help in something like this with me, right? Like, what can you eliminate that actually helps contribute to you creating the results that you want? That's what I got for you today. Thanks for joining me, guys. If you enjoyed listening to the How to Stop Looking at Porn and Win Back Your Freedom podcast, you have to come check out the Chainbreaker program. It's my group coaching program through my Chainbreaker Coach app, where you get access to regular group coaching calls and or one-on-one coaching calls, training modules, tools, a community of like-minded guys, where we take all of this great information and learn to actually implement it in a game-changing way that works. This is about so much more than just a porn habit. Join us at dannypoelman.com/work with me. Don't forget to spell Poelman, P-O-E-L-M-A-N. Become a chain breaker and learn to unchain your personal power. And remember, the power to make the changes you want is already there. It's just a matter of learning to access it.